Please refrain from posting online and social media reviews of your experience, as these may be considered testimonials and are subject to regulations under the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, and are not allowed by Gradient Advisors, LLC. Clicking like should not be considered a positive reflection of the investment advisory services offered by Gradient Advisors, LLC, and or their affiliated investment advisor representatives.
This is Financial Focus with Jeffrey Bird from Financial Concepts. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Jeffrey provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Financial Focus with Jeffrey Bird.
Hello and welcome back to Financial Focus. My name is Jeffrey Bird from Financial Concepts Wealth Management. If you would like more information about what you hear during the show today, please give us a call at 702-346-1335 or visit us online at www.financialconceptsmesquite.com. And while at my website, click on the radio page to check out past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. For many Americans, tax-advantaged retirement accounts like 401ks and IRAs are a critical component of their retirement strategies. However, many people fail to plan for the fact that, because of taxes, they won't be able to keep everything they've contributed to those accounts. When taking distributions from your retirement accounts, you'll often be required to include them in your income taxes. Thankfully, there are some simple ways to potentially reduce the amount of taxes you'll be hit with when you take withdrawals. A U.S. News & World Report article titled, How to Pay Less Tax on Retirement Account Withdrawals, provides a lot of information that I think will help us have an excellent and timely conversation today. The first smart action step is to avoid any early withdrawal penalties. If you withdraw money from a traditional IRA before you turn 59 and a half, you may be facing as much as a 10% early withdrawal penalty. But it may be possible to utilize penalty-free 401k withdrawals when you turn 55 if you leave the job that's linked to that account. Additionally, you may position yourself to avoid IRA early withdrawal penalties if you use the money to take out for approved reasons like medical bills, college expenses, or to purchase your first home. You may also be able to roll your 401k over without tax withholdings. Here's how it works. If you withdraw money from your 401k when you switch jobs, 20% may be withheld to pay your income taxes. Then, if you don't promptly deposit that entire distribution, including the 20% that was withheld, into a different retirement account, you may be left facing income taxes on top of the early withdrawal penalty. Yet it's possible to avoid both the tax withholding and potential penalties and fees if you transfer the assets directly from your 401k to the trustee of a different 401k or IRA. Note that income taxes aren't withheld for trustee-to-trustee transfers. As many of you likely know, you're required to withdraw money from a traditional 401k and IRA once you hit your 73rd birthday. The penalty for not taking an RMD is 25% of the total that you should have withdrawn. And that penalty is in addition to the income tax that you must pay on the withdrawal. But if you note your mistake and take action to rectify it, the penalty may drop to as low as 10%. Furthermore, if you're still on the job after you've hit 73 and you don't own more than 5% of the company you work for, you may be able to keep delaying 401k withdrawals from your current employer, but not IRA withdrawals, until you officially retire. Also note that the RMD age is scheduled to jump to 75 on January 1st, 2033. While you aren't required to take money out of your traditional retirement account until you turn 73, taking smaller distributions while you're still in your 60s could help you spread the taxes you owe over more years while also buffering you in a lower tax bracket. And that could ultimately mean you lower your lifetime tax burden. Taking 401k and IRA withdrawals when you have a lower income year, perhaps, for example, after you've retired but haven't yet begun collecting Social Security, could mean you'll face a lower income tax rate on your retirement savings. For example, a meeting with your financial services professional may determine how much you can withdraw from your retirement accounts annually to stay within your current tax bracket, or perhaps even move into a lower tax bracket. Dedicating an IRA distribution to a preferred charity is an option you may want to discuss with your financial services professional and tax professional. Those who are at least 70 and a half may be able to avoid paying income taxes on IRA withdrawals of up to $100,000 or $200,000 for couples annually if they contribute that money to a charity. A qualifying charitable donation must be paid directly from your IRA to the qualified charity. You aren't required to itemize your taxes to make an IRA charitable distribution, and you're allowed to donate to multiple charities. An IRA charitable donation meets the minimum distribution requirement. You're also permitted to earmark a percentage of your RMD to charity and then withdraw the remaining amount as income. I also suggest discussing these strategies in greater detail with your financial services professional and your tax professional. Moving some of your retirement assets into an after-tax Roth account may help position you for potential tax-free investment growth and tax-free withdrawals during your retirement. While you won't be able to utilize a tax deduction in the year you contribute to a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k, you won't be required to pay income taxes on the growth within the account and withdrawals during your retirement from an account that's a minimum of 5 years old are generally tax-free. If there's a possibility that you'll find yourself in a higher tax bracket during retirement, a Roth account may position you to stay at your current lower tax rate. Though Roth IRAs and 401ks do come with certain advantages, they don't fit inside every financial strategy. One potential risk is that when you put money into a Roth account, whether it's a Roth 401k or a Roth IRA, you're anticipating that you'll be in a higher tax bracket once you retire. But what if you aren't? You should certainly prioritize paying taxes on your money when your tax rate is at its lowest. For example, if you're currently in the 22% tax bracket, but it's beginning to look like you'll be in the 12% tax bracket during retirement, you're not saving nearly as much money. There are also other possible disadvantages that you should address with your financial services professional before you make any final decisions. Let me note here that I avoid getting into the weeds about investing on this show because we don't have ample time to really get into all the rules and regulations that investing comes with. I will say, however, that if investing is part of your broader financial strategy, I'd strongly recommend that you work with a financial services professional. If you have any questions about retirement taxes, your retirement goals, or any other elements of your financial strategy, please visit my website at www.financialconceptsmesquite.com or call my office at 702-346-1335 to discuss how my team might be able to answer your questions and address your concerns. If you enjoyed the show today, please visit my website and click on my radio page. Also, be sure to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. It's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you've worked so hard for. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week. Be safe and God bless.
Thank you for listening to Financial Focus. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Jeffrey Bird at Financial Concepts. Call 702-346-1335 or visit them online at financialconceptsmesquite.com.
Jeffrey Burr and Ronald Byrd offer investment advisory services through Gradient Advisors LLC, Arden Hills, Minnesota 877-885-0508, and SEC Registered Investment Advisor. Gradient Advisors LLC and its advisors do not render tax, legal, or accounting advice. Financial Concepts, Inc. is not a registered investment advisor and is independent of Gradient Advisors LLC insurance products and services offered through Jeffrey Byrd and Ronald Byrd, independent agents. Financial Concepts, Inc., Jeffrey Byrd and Ronald Byrd, and Gradient Advisors LLC are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.